This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of, participating in. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. Address? No, seriously, we send out an email about once a week, let you know what's going to, the topics and the things that might be going on the show, the guests we might have on. We list our sponsors, our latest stories, all kinds of good stuff going on the show. And look, it, I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. If you want more information on the show, if you want to know when the show's going to start and when it comes up, we're playing around or testing, if you would, text messaging. And if you want to be part of that, you want to text TRS to 313131. That's TRS to 313131. I can't make it any easier than that. If you need it easier than that, maybe you shouldn't be driving either. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. If you head over to the website, we also have a button there for Patreon. It's a way you can be part of the Insiders Club. I post some stories up there. I don't put it anywhere else. You got to be part of the Insiders Club to know it's there. And, you know, some of the videos and what have you, they're not readily available every place on the Internet. So check it out. Let me know what you think. And you know what? Just get involved. Get involved and get engaged. Don't give up. Some of you are upset at the way the election turned out. Well, you know what? Let's go through the holidays, recoup, and let's come back and kick butt. It really is that simple. All right. The ACLU has kind of lost their minds. They have lost their way. They're bashing Betsy DeVos for her Title IX proposals. Now, the ACLU denounced as unfair the survivors of sexual assault newly proposed Title IX policy changes that supported or supporters of those changes say would advance the process for alleged perpetrators. But the ACLU took issue with the Title IX harassment policy. It says that the series of tweets that the proposal would roll back civil rights protections for students. Now, basically, here's what it boils down to. Under Barack Obama, colleges no longer had to follow due process. That's really what it boiled down to. If there was a claim of rape or sexual assault or anything like that, it was taken on by the school. You had to prove yourself innocent. Think about that. Based on what just went down with Kavanaugh, looking at for sure two of the three accusers admitted to lying, could have ruined his life, just like the Duke University lacrosse players. Lives were ruined because you believed a liar. Because you believe the quote-unquote survivor. Problem is, you don't know if she really was a survivor, do you? This is what I mean. This is where the stuff gets stood on its head. It's wrong. The accusation should be taken care seriously. The accusation should be investigated, should be checked out. If it turns out to be a lie, an out-and-out lie, fabrication because the person was mad or upset or what have you, they need to do jail time. If it turns out to be true, then the perpetrator deserves to do jail time. Now, if it's just, I don't know, misidentity, that's okay. You know, people make mistakes. I don't know how you fix that easily. But what went down with Kavanaugh, you had two people openly admitted to lying. They should be under investigation. The police should be looking into that. This wasn't like you lied to the local police station, because they never filed claims at the police station. They lied to Congress in an investigation. All DeVoe wants to do is say, look, this stuff belongs in the courts, and you are innocent until proven guilty. You don't get the, you know, they're all screaming about the freedom of speech for Acosta, because that's in the Constitution. And we get, well, so is due process. So is for them to have a right. And that's the other thing. The accuser doesn't have to face the person she's accusing. Think about this. The defendant doesn't have to face anybody. Or doesn't face anybody. Doesn't get to stick up for themselves. But when did that become okay? I wonder if it works both ways. Because, you know, I could show up on campus and say I was assaulted by someone. Let's see how it works. The article goes on to say that we advocate for fair school disciplinary process that upholds the rights of both parties in campus sexual assault. Today, Secretary DeVoe proposed a rule that would tip the scales against those who raise their voices. We strongly oppose it, the ACLU said in a November 16 tweet. Now these guys are all conversing by tweet, which is crazy. It promotes an unfair process, inappropriately favoring the accused and letting schools ignore their responsibility under Title IX to respond promptly and fairly to complaints of sexual violence. They can still respond quickly. Okay? They can still respond quickly to investigate, get all the information together, and hand it over to the police. The Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution states that no one shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. This is something left is throwing up all. You know what? I find it interesting that over the last 2 years, they have finally found a copy of the Constitution. Have you ever heard them in 8 years really discuss the Constitution at all? At the level they do now? They'll tell you it's because they didn't have to, because Obama followed it to the letter. Yeah. Right. And I've got unicorns for sale. The ACLU stated goal is to defend the rights and liberties expressed in the Constitution, claim in the article that this new proposal would not further the stated goals of their process. You mean following the Constitution that they claim they want to uphold won't further their process? I got to go get me a dictionary from them. I wonder if they sell one. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is Real Thought on GCN Live. Be back in just a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
That's an old one. I like it, though. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, whatever it is that you're doing to be involved, to stay engaged, to stay connected. If you want to do it through Facebook, that's fine. I don't push that anymore. You know, if social media is where you want to be, that's fine, too. The best place to go, though, is to the website, realside.com. You know, you can watch live there. You can, there's a live chat room going on there as well. You can be speaking to like-minded believers. There's just a whole bunch of good stuff going on up there on the or in the chat room. We were talking about how the ACLU now has decided that maybe the Constitution ain't such a great thing. Maybe we just adhere to the parts of it, or we'll push or defend the parts of it that we like, not so much on the parts we don't like. You don't believe me? You see, we're entitled to due process. We're entitled to be innocent until proven guilty. processes that the Obama administration put in place and that Eric Holder upheld was that you were guilty until proven innocent. You had to prove yourself innocent, and all you had to do was be, I don't know, accused of sexual assault. So if you were accused of sexual assault or harassment cases on a campus, a college campus, while Barack Obama was president, you were in a world of hurt. You were in big trouble. They would actually, and we've done stories, they make you pack up and leave until they figure out whether you're guilty or not. That doesn't sound right. And now the ACLU is stepping in saying that, you know, the new policy passed by the administration is not good. It really undermines what they were put here for or where they started. Now, Betsy DeVos argues that the new policy promotes due process, stating that every survivor of sexual violence must be taken seriously and every student accused of sexual misconduct must know that guilt is not predetermined. Now, who can argue with that? Even on the left, how do you argue with that? The accusal means you are. See, I have two girls and two boys. I don't want it to work either way. I don't want it to be just because my boys were accused of it means they're guilty. Just like if my girls say that they were assaulted, I want to be able to believe them. I want them to be believed. She went on to say, we can and must condemn sexual violence and punish those who perpetrate it. While ensuring a fair grievance process, those are not mutually exclusive ideas. They are in the very essence of how Americans understand the justice to function in this country. And it should. Just because they say you're guilty, just because they say you did something, doesn't mean you did. And again, sexual assault is probably right up there next to murder when it comes to how nasty and hateful and terrible it is. The ACLU alleged that if enacted, the policy changes would favor the accused over the accusers in sexual assault by giving schools a choice of using the preponderance of evidence standard or the clear and convincing evidence standard. Clear and convincing. I'd like to know what those actually mean. Lay out two cases for me. Show me what they mean. Because, again, in essence, the way it's been laid out in the past is the accuser is guilty until he proves otherwise. The preponderance of the evidence standard applies in all other sexual harassment proceedings and should apply here as well, the ACLU said. The previous Department of Education guidance adopted that standard of proof, but the new regulation would allow schools to use a clear, convincing evidence standard, which favors the responded by finding against complainants, even where it is more likely than not that their account is accurate. You hear this? It's more likely. It sounds believable. It might just have happened. Isn't that what we heard with Judge Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh? The ACLU criticized the policy proposal for requiring schools to operate within a stricter definition of sexual harassment. Schools would need to investigate only reports of unwelcome conduct on the basis of sex that is so severe, pervasive, and objectively offensive that it effectively denies a person equal access to education. See, I mean, they really got to reach for that one. So what they're saying, actually, it works both ways here. So what they're saying, in essence, is by not believing the accuser right off the bat, you're not giving her or him, whatever, equal access to education because they're having to go to school in a perceived hostile environment. Well, what about the other way around? What about the one that's been accused and has done nothing, like in Kavanaugh's case? Aren't you creating a hostile environment for them as well? Come on, think about that. What happens to them when they show up on campus and they've been accused of? What happens to them if maybe little sis has a big brother who's got a temper that can't be controlled? Do we end up with another Steve Scalise, an almost dead legislator? It doesn't make any sense. Universities would also be required to act only on reports made to high-level officials at the school, not reports made to resident assistants or teaching assistants. Well, wouldn't they take it further? Wouldn't they take it to high-level officials? I mean, I don't understand. I really don't understand what the issue is here. If you've been accused of a crime, if you've done something wrong, if somebody else thinks you've done something wrong, then yes, you should be investigated. Somebody should investigate you over doing it. You shouldn't let that go for any reason. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back from the break, we're going to deal with our buddy, not deal with him, I shouldn't say that, Dale Bellis. He's a spokesperson for Liberty HealthShare, and Liberty HealthShare is a different way of taking care of your body, a different way of taking care of yourself. You know, we've all been conditioned over the years to believe that health insurance is the only way to take care of yourself. Have you ever thought about the fact that you're at the mercy of the insurance company? They decide how many visits you get to go to. They decide what kind of blood work you do. They decide, you know, how much of an operation you're willing to pay for and not pay for, or whether you're even entitled to that operation. I mean, think about it. You have to go to a doctor to get a referral to another doctor to find out if you can go to another doctor to find out if what you have is real. Under Liberty HealthShare, it doesn't work that way. You really can choose your own doctor. You really get to go to your own doctor. You really do get to go to your own hospital. We'll talk to Dale Bellis on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You'll miss it.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is too important to take action against the Saudi government and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
The CIA has looked at it. They've studied it a lot. They have nothing definitive. And the fact is, maybe he did, maybe he didn't.
He also spoke of his daughter Ivanka's use of private email during her White House job last year.
They weren't classified like Hillary Clinton. They weren't deleted like Hillary Clinton, who deleted 33. She wasn't hiring. She wasn't doing anything to hide her emails.
The likely incoming chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings, says he will resume an investigation looking into White House officials using private email for government purposes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
I'm Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know how much I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you need to be part of the conversation. You really do. All right? You just need to be involved. You need to be engaged. And as I said to you before, I love bringing this guy on. I always love having Dale Bellis on with me, spokesperson for Liberty HealthShare. And you know, Dale's been with us for quite some time, got to know him over the years. And, Dale, first of all, thanks for being with me. Thanks a lot for taking your time with me.
What a pleasure to be with you, Joe. Thanks for the invitation.
All right, so I just saw the president pardon a couple of turkeys, and I'm not talking about anybody in his staff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about the real ones here.
And, right.
You know, and I gotta tell you, first of all, would you have any... I won't say unusual, but different family traditions than the most of them, or?
Nothing really outstanding, I guess, except that, the holiday season presents for some people, getting together with family, a sense of dread.
I know that one.
For me and my family,
yeah.
It is so fun, so thrilling. We just enjoy ourselves immensely, enjoy each other's company, have great conversation and stimulation, and it is phenomenal. I just look so forward to it. And my wife is an immensely incredible cook. By the way, I committed to being available to her all day Wednesday. I'm taking off work, and I'm standing by her elbow to help her because I don't want her to flag in any of her enthusiasm to get all of the Thanksgiving dinner cooked. So I'm there. I'm all hers. And we're going to have a great time on Thursday.
So let me, what time should I be there on Thursday? Just
1 o'clock Eastern time. Come on down.
You know, and again, you know, when it comes to Liberty HealthShare, do we have HealthShare plans for turkeys? I mean, these guys got to be in a panic. They must need a lot of psychological help a few weeks before the day, if you would. But, all right.
What it does put me in mind of, honestly, Joe, is that Liberty HealthShare, particularly at this time of the year, when we focus on families and holidays, et cetera, We are very family friendly.
Yep.
That is, we're focused on really sharing medical bills, being supportive of and empowering families to meet health care costs and take care of their health. Because we don't, with our share amount, it is, we don't count more than three for a family. So mom, dad, and all kids are the same share amount. It's currently 529 for an entire family. We're responsible, by the way, out of pocket in our membership year for the first $2,250 that we pay out of our pockets. And then members pick up at that point and start sharing medical bills up to $1 million for every incident that occurs. And we don't ask for more than three for a family. So I have to tell you this quick one. I was walking out of the office last year about this time, at the time of the new year. There was a gal sitting at her computer feverishly typing away. Most of the people had gone home, and I asked her, what are you doing here so late? She said, I'm putting in the last family of the year. I said, oh, great. She said, it's 19 children.
What a dunder.
Now, that's family friendly right there.
Well, I was just going to say to you, so you go with three is fine, but yet, you know, what if I got 9, 12, 50? But you just answered the question. I mean, it doesn't. Do you run out of lines? Do you have to call the programmers and go, hey, guys?
Exactly. Call the programmer. Put additional lines
over here. Well, you know, it's really funny because this is a time of year where, you know, people. Maybe they overeat a little bit or what have you. They have some dietary needs. A lot of psychological needs this time of year too, because you know people are coming into the holidays. Maybe they have family, maybe they don't have family, that kind of stuff. And I know that with Liberty Healthshare, when it comes to again, we've talked about this before. I've blown off some weight. You've blown off some weight. You know, you've got counselors that people can actually call. Here's a really freaky thing. You can call them before you have trouble, right? And maybe talk to them about some of your dietary needs and how to stay healthy through the holidays, correct?
Well, John, Joe, the reality is here in America, we have an epidemic of chronic health conditions that are really a result of our sedentary lifestyles, really heavily carbohydrate diet of a variety of reasons, but it's at epidemic levels in America.
Oh yeah,
and it should give us pause to think about our lifestyles, how we eat, how we exercise, how we sleep, reduce stress, etc. High blood pressure, certainly heart disease, type 2 diabetes, obesity, smoking, cholesterol. Joe, we welcome folks with those conditions. The reason we do is because we're so confident that if you change your lifestyle,
yep,
focus on living healthy, and alter your behaviors and habits, it will positively impact those conditions and in some cases reverse them. And so we share in those pre-existing conditions. The people that come and join us with those lifestyle-based conditions, it costs an additional $80 for a program that we call Health Track. But so long as they join Health Track, we assign them a health coach. And with that health coach comes positive reinforcement and encouragement, diet plans, and here's the psychology of change. And positive reinforcement of change with positive accountability. You see, when I give permission for someone to check up on me and I willingly acknowledge I'm going to allow you to hold me accountable for my behavior and whether or not I'm really following through on what I say I'm going to do, man, does that change, truly change behavior and engages in long-term change. And so our health coaches provide that kind of accountability. They work through the programs with their predetermined and customized treatment plan and goals. Once they reach those objectives, we celebrate their achievements, and off they continue as members. The $80 drops off. But we're seeing people's lives truly transformed.
Totally changed.
As
totally
a result
changed.
Of that.
Yeah, I mean.
Totally changed.
Again, as I was blowing off weight, you know, 5 pounds here, 3 pounds there, you start to feel better, your knees feel better, your feet feel better, your brain feels better. And then there's that one person that starts it rolling, right? They walk up to you and they go, "My God, you look good. Are you losing some weight?" And that just cracks you. That takes that crack in the dam and it breaks it wide open. And you say, "You know what? I got to do more of this. I feel good. People are noticing it." And so it is. It is a group/family effort when we do these things. So, hey.
In fact, I've got to tell you this quick story.
Go ahead.
In 2017, 1,605 people joined Health Track Program with an indication to lose weight. With the assistance of their health coaches, together as a group, they lost 32,000 pounds. That's 16 tons. And we celebrated their achievement. They continued on as members, but it was life-changing, life-transforming.
Yeah. Oh, no, that I love those stories, and that's great. And again, you see people just have a whole different outlook on life. Hey, we got to go for a quick break because you and I both believe in capitalism. Got to make a few bucks here. We'll be back in a minute. We're going to talk about these terms that you're using that are just so foreign when it comes to taking care of yourself. I mean, these things like membership and family, it's confusing. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe, senior host.
You know, I was going to kick out. I love Dale because, Dale puts it in plain, simple English. Not a big deal. Right? You don't have to go take a class to learn about some of the terminologies, but it is definitely a different way of looking at things. It's definitely a different way of taking care of yourself. And again, you'll hear me say later on that I don't believe haggling is the right word. But isn't it great when you can go to a doctor and you can decide how you want to be looked at? You can decide the course of action. And unlike today, when you have a full, a traditional insurance policy, you have to wait for the insurance company to decide what you're allowed to do, not allowed to do. You don't have to do that with Liberty HealthShare. You can actually go to the doctor. You can go to the clinic. You can go to the hospital and decide how you want your treatment to go, because it's not a panel deciding how much, what kind of treatment, and what they're willing to pay for. Think about it. We come back, we'll go through part two of this. Dale joins me again to discuss really the ins and outs of how this works and how much better it is for you. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span, but they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. Here is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, let's learn. Get your notebook out. I'll wait. Go ahead. Go get it. Get a pencil, pen, whatever you want. And we're going to learn a new way to take care of yourself. And I don't mean some kind of health fad. I'm talking about, instead of an insurance company, there are other ways to make sure that you and your family are covered when it comes to taking care of your body. I'm back with one of my favorite people to, I won't say to interview, just to converse with. Again, Dale Belsch is on the line with us. He is the spokesperson for Liberty Healthshare. Now, this is a different way of looking at taking care of yourself. And the beauty about the different way of taking care of yourself is you have control. The insurance company doesn't dictate to you how you're going to take care of your body and what have you. And in talking with Dale in the last segment, and you think of health, and we've all been, program to believe in health insurance. This is not health insurance. And the reason I know is I'm hearing words like membership and family and helping each other out. This is so foreign, Dale. Help me out.
Well, after really decades of being told there's only one way to pay for health care costs, and that's through health insurance, we're here to just say there is an alternative. People need to consider it, put it into the mix of their decision-making. It's cost-efficient and cost-effective, and it's called health care cost sharing. And it's where my money every month goes to another person, and without the aid of an insurance company or the government, if I have a bill, that same group is there to pay my costs. And it's just really carrying forward the tradition of how healthcare was paid for from a century or more ago.
Yeah, and it's, again, you and I have discussed this in past segments where I grew up in Boston. I grew up in a little community in Boston, and we did help each other out. We did take care of each other. And we have been, as you alluded to, and I said, conditioned over the years. You cut the check, you go to the doctor, he checks with the insurance company tells you what you can and can't do for your body with Liberty Health Share. That's not how it works. You actually get to sit with your doctor. You talk about different plans that are available. And when you say, you know, one of the questions I get asked mostly on a regular basis is, when you say we are self-pay patients, you know, I've had people say to me, well, if I'm paying it for myself, what do I need them for? Why don't you explain how that works?
Well, the legal categorization of self-pay just simply means we don't have insurance. We're responsible for our own care and our own costs. That gives us maximum freedom and liberty to be in charge of the care of our health so that we don't have that insurance company intermediary between ourselves and our doctor. It reestablishes that patient-doctor relationship. But then we have an entire community of people across the nation backing us up that we choose to voluntarily share those costs with one another based upon our shared values, beliefs, and guidelines. And so it gives that that maximum freedom, flexibility, and liberty in the care of our health. If that's the intention, is to meet our health care and costs, then this is the way we've discovered to do it with the maximum amount of both cost savings and freedom.
Well, now let me say something, Dale. I am coming up on 60 years old. So, you know, if I need like a double a lung transplant and a liver, you guys are going to look at me and go, you know what? He's about over anyhow, right? I'm going to get one of those panels that go, he's old, he's got white hair, he's done for anyway. Send him some lollipops, it's over.
Well, I mean, maybe in your case that would be so, but.
I wouldn't blame him.
That's right. We have what we call a member stewardship assistance program. It's really an advisory panel. So that when our members are encountering that kind of complex care that you just described, the first question that comes to our minds is, do I have all the information I need? How am I going to walk through this? Is this medically indicated for me? And what are the costs, et cetera? And we have an entire department overseen by a doctor with panels of nurses who give advisory to our members. Not because we're approving the care, but asking the question and helping that member decide that it's in their best interest in terms of their health to have that procedure done. And if it is, because it's our money at stake, then where to go get that done at the most advisable price? Right. We live in an environment where there's been some progress regarding transparency of pricing, but it's few and far between. And if I have a decision between a $30,000 knee replacement and a $100,000 knee replacement, we need to understand why the other one's $100,000.
But part of what you kind of went past there was, we have a right to shop it. We have a right to go to what hospital we think would be the best, or go to the doctor. You know what I'm saying? We have a right to I don't want to say haggle, because that doesn't sound really good, but negotiate. How's that?
You see, in the third-party world, we don't have that right. We have a limited network that we can go to. We have directives and requirements and imposed rules regarding what that insurance company will pay for and will not. We don't do that with healthcare sharing. It's up to the individual member for them to make their choices and decisions in consultation with their doctors, and we're here to simply give guidance, advisory, and advocate on behalf of that member in that complex interaction with healthcare.
Wait a minute. Are you suggesting, hinting to the fact that if I like my doctor, I can keep my doctor? Is that what you're suggesting?
I'll no longer hint. We don't have a limiting network. We leave that choice and decision up to the individual member to choose which doctor, which hospital they go to, because it's really inherent within our values of freedom and liberty and the care for our health. We have the right to choose our own doctor.
Yeah, it's amazing. Again, I won't say brainwashed, but you are definitely programmed. You watch mom and dad, you watch your aunts and uncles and people around you, how they handle insurance. You hear them talking about health care, if you would, and the insurance company said they would only do this. It's just a whole different animal. And even people I know that are on the program will tell me it took a while for them to get used to how to make it happen, if you would, or actually ask the doctor questions they were never able to ask before that.
Well, it is a mindset change. You're absolutely right. Yep. It's a paradigm shift. And we just have to educate ourselves to the realities of healthcare in America today. And if we take back the control of our health and we realize that it's really focused upon the care of our bodies, sometimes the most private and personal choices and decisions that can be made, because as created beings, created by God, we have the responsibility morally and spiritually to care for these bodies. And when we step up and begin to do that, it does feel a little strange and new. But it really is. And that's why our members wouldn't do it any other way.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Okay, so where do we get more information on Liberty HealthShare?
Well, libertyhealthshare.org is our website. Best place to go to get info, libertyhealthshare.org. On the home page, there is an option to receive a free information packet. We call it our decision guide. Just put your name and email address there, and it gets delivered electronically, instantaneously to your email, just chock full of explanation and information about the healthcare sharing and Liberty HealthShare. Or you can call the toll-free number. Just kind of talk it through. If you're like me, I just like to talk about it. Our contact center with our individual advisors are there waiting on folks to give a call. This is a busy time of year because it's open enrollment period. But we have available staff to chat with them. Just call the toll-free number. It's 855-58, and then just spell out the word Liberty, Joe, 855-58-LIBERTY, or peruse the pages of the website, but libertyhealthshare.org is the best place to go.
So they don't speak health ease there. They speak English, right? I mean, we can converse with some of the terminologies that make people crazy. Hey, Dale, have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family because, you know, family's what it's all about, and be safe.
It really is what it's all about, and thanks for that greeting. Likewise to you. God bless.
Thank you. You too. You know, Dale's a great guy. We've had him on for years now, and he's got a pretty good sized family himself. And he's been in the we don't talk about it enough, but he's been in the health sharing business. I think it's coming up on 40 years. I know, like 36, 37 years. And he got one of the reasons he got into it is because he felt that health care or health insurance was unaffordable. So he's not in it just to make the bucks. Look, honestly, we're all in it to make a few bucks. Right? Nobody goes into business to make sure that they're poorer than when they started, although it does happen. but he's in it to make a better life for people, to make sure that they can afford the health insurance. As you heard, doesn't matter whether it's 3 or 19, the price is the same. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Remember, we're going to be here tomorrow as well, but not for Thanksgiving. I'm going to go eat. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.